This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The American marten was completely wiped out in Wisconsin during the early 20th century. The state began a program to bring back the weasel-like animal in the 1950s. State conservation workers reintroduced a handful of animals on the Apostle Islands of Lake Superior. As Daniel Kading reports, that attempt was believed to be a failure until several years ago.
All right, you're good to exit, gentlemen and ladies.
Ken Pemble dropped off Northland College students on Hermit Island. It's one of several islands where they'll check camera traps with the hopes they've captured shots of the American marten. The Apostle Islands resource technician says visitors first spotted martens several years ago.
In 2010, this photo was taken, and it was just said, well, that's a fisher. Nobody expected there to be martens, so you're not looking for them. 2015, we look at that photograph again, and it was definitely a marten.
Now students and researchers at Northland College and UW-Madison are working with the National Park Service and state and tribal agencies to study the small mammal that's endangered in Wisconsin. Northland College professor Eric Olson says they're working to solve a bit of a mystery.
We just coincidentally had a carnivore project going on Stockton Island that then documented them on Stockton Island. That led to a whole bunch of questions. Where are they in the islands? Where did they come from? And what's the relative abundance across these islands?
Those are important questions for people who want the species to thrive. The marten is culturally significant to Ojibwe tribes, and they're a sign of a healthy forest ecosystem. The animal's success could also have economic benefits. In other states, martens are trapped for their fur. So far, Olson and his students have found martens on at least 7 of the Apostle Islands. They've been maintaining camera traps and collecting scat in the park to see how far their reach extends. Walking through thick underbrush on Otter Island, Olson spies something on a downed log.
That's what you're looking for right there. Likely an American marten scat.
It's hard to spot because it's only about as wide as a pencil eraser and maybe an inch long.
But there's kind of a signature you're looking for, and often you can kind of look for a spot that has a lot of downed logs and look near the downed logs.
The islands are full of downed trees and thick shrubs, making it a difficult hike. But Olson says that's just the kind of habitat where martens thrive, and it may be one reason why they're seeing them on the Apostle Islands.
It's kind of wild to think about the fact that there may be a decent-sized population out in this Apostle Islands area, and how they're related with the mainland marten is that big question, and what their origins are.
Researchers can use DNA from scat and hair samples to pinpoint just that. This fall, researchers began a 4-year project to find out whether martens on the Apostle Islands are relatives of those that were introduced back in the 50s. UW-Madison assistant forestry professor John Pauley says it's also possible the animals came from a group of martens that were reintroduced into northern Wisconsin's Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest.
We have this place now that cryptically, sometime from somewhere, has been populated, been colonized, and trying to understand when and how that happened and where this population is going and whether the trajectory of this population is any different than the Shawamigan and the Nicolet.
Pauley says studies in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest show marten numbers are small and at risk of disappearing. He says learning more about martens in the Apostle Islands could reveal a lot about recovery efforts in Wisconsin.
It's a really important and interesting comparison. If we can maybe understand why the marten on the Apostle Islands have what appears to have grown and be doing apparently okay, what the differences then are from that system to these other places where growth hasn't been nearly as sharp.
Pauley says that may show them what could be done on the mainland to support a thriving marten population in Wisconsin. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.